forever. Today, while skipping across the dry gully of a mesa in my bright running shoes, I tripped over a holy stone that once stubbed the toe of a dinosaur when water and plants were everywhere. But creatures like me did not exist then, and were not there to eat plants, or to run from dinosaurs, or to examine random holy rocks. If I had been alive, I imagine that I might have glanced upward at the burning stars and wondered how far they were from my cave, and from my fire, and from my arms. Too distant to reach, but not to see. There is eternity within our sight, but not our grasp. But when I held the holy stone to my eye and peered through it to the distant blood-red mountains, everything was framed and smaller and focused, and the landscape melted into me, and the vessels of my eyes became the mighty meandering rivers that carved deeply into rock in lengthy time, delivering after eons the holy stone that was now my telescope, my solid window, to my hours and my place, my tiny wondrous bit of forever.